Now, so much talk recently, including our chats here on the radio with the people caught up in the horrific situation that has been across the Caribbean and to a slightly lesser extent in Florida, but it's still a terrible situation for those who are trying to, for want of a better term, mop up in Florida or the Caribbean. Now, our thoughts are with those directly affected, but there is the knock-on effect of anyone who is hoping to go on a holiday that they had planned. Let me speak to Doreen McKenzie, ABDA travel agent from Knock Travel. Doreen, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
So people will have holidays, I presume, still planned, still paid for. What is the general situation at the moment, Doreen?
Well, I understand that most flight services have been resumed their normal service as from today. So anybody who has been affected, whether they're on a package holiday, whether they're on a flight only, if their flight or holiday was cancelled, they'd be entitled to a refund. I know that some of the cruise companies that operate around the islands have actually done, have shortened, if they were going, say, for a week, they're operating from today, but say for a four-day cruise, you will get a part refund, but you can still pick up that shorter part. So you have to really go back to your where you purchased your travel from to find out what they're doing and what they're allowing for refunds, because not everybody's the same. There's no standardisation on this one.
Well, just the likes of Florida, for instance, if you are going there, how close is the devastation or the wrecking to, say, the big parks and whatever? Are they open? Are they closed? Are the attractions available?
I understand the attractions are okay. They are open. I haven't had this morning's update, but I don't think they were as affected as right down on the coast. It's down on the coast where people would actually stay. Their hotels would be more affected. So there are quite a number of hotels there. So I think there'll be alternatives put in place and people will be offered maybe alternative resort, you know, for anybody, say, travelling on a package holiday. But if you've booked your flight only, then you don't have an alternative. You'll have to find another alternative and see if you can get a refund.
People who don't want the alternative, who reckon, listen, I don't want to go next or near Florida, the place is a mess. Can they just simply cancel and get their money back?
No, they can't. This is an act of God, so most insurance companies won't cover that. So if you choose not to fulfil your end of the contract, then you'll face the terms and conditions that contract has.
And likewise, if a flight's going to the Caribbean and you don't want to be down there at the minute where it's not very appealing, you've lost your money if you don't go and endure whatever the experience is.
That's right. If the flight is operating, then you have to travel on it. Or if you choose to cancel, that's exactly what you're doing. You're cancelling. You're not being offered a refund for something like that.
Have we any idea of numbers of people who would still be heading those directions at this time of year?
Quite considerable. Most of the families who would be going to the sort of the attraction parks, the kids are back at school, so that's certainly quieting down. But then you'll find the couples who are child-free, shall we say, are able to go down. So they would go down at this time of year, so it is still quite a busy time.
And holiday insurance is...
It doesn't cover accidents.
Practically useless, yeah, practically useless.
It doesn't cover incidents like this.
If you did book through a travel agent, if you did have a package, at least you've got a chance of being relocated. If you were doing your flight only and the hotel when you get there, you may find that you're flying into an area where all you can do is really help with the clean-up.
Well, yes. I think if a hotel's not operational, I'd like to think they would honour a booking and say to a person, well, I'm sorry, we can't provide our facility, so here's your money back. But there's no standardisation or no regulatory onus on them to do that.
Okay, it's all very depressing for anyone who's trying to holiday somewhere that's in such a state of devastation at the moment. But our thoughts primarily should be with those who are coping with the aftermath of the impact of the hurricanes and the storms. Doreen, thanks for speaking to us. Thank you.
You're welcome, Frank.
Thank you. Doreen McKenzie, ABTA representative. Were you planning a holiday in Florida? Were you planning a holiday in the Caribbean? How has it affected you? Do let us know if you have a story to tell us. Let me speak to Kelly, who's in this line. I don't think it's about the police, probably about a holiday. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, girl. Are you heading to Florida?
Yes, we have a Caribbean cruise booked for October, and we're flying out on the 6th of October to Florida. We're staying two nights, and then we'll go on our cruise, and then a week's cruise, and then a week in Florida afterwards. So we're kind of on nerve's end at the moment about it, because the islands that have been hit is the islands that we are to visit.
Yeah, in fairness, you now have, what, the best part of 3 to 4 weeks. You've about four weeks, so some progress will be made in those 4 weeks, especially in relation to setting up the water supply, the electricity supply. Everything should be back in place by then. But it will be like going to a war zone.
I know, that's what we're thinking. But we did do the caravan last year on the western side, but we're doing the eastern side this year. I know from checking up 24 hours a day, I'm checking between the cruise company, our travel agents, everybody we've checking online on groups that's going on the same cruise, and everybody's saying that we're not going to get to the islands, which I don't mind. I understand. I would like to go and maybe help in some way if you can for a couple of hours, maybe help with bringing water or whatever. But it's just when you save a lot of money for a trip and you know it's hard, you know, to cancel it. I know it's an act of God, but it's hard to cancel it.
Totally. But you feel you're looking in on other people's grief now.
Yeah,
that is understandable. That is very understandable. You'd almost feel guilty about being in a cruise liner and looking at someone's devastated home. But it's the knock-on effect. You're now suffering from it as well, because if you don't go, you're going to lose your money. We're heading towards the news at 10 o'clock.